League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Monday, talking Connecticut sports with our friend the ump, Vin Cerullo. And Vin, we wanted to ask you about, we've heard some rumors about the high school football season changing a little bit and maybe affecting the Thanksgiving Day games. What's going on with this?
Yeah, it's a big change. The new proposal is on the CIAC desk right now, and it's a clear change of landscape for Connecticut high school football for next season, 2024. As it's proposed, the season's going to start on September 6th and end on November 1st. The state playoffs would expand to 12 teams from the current way of 8. This completely eliminates the traditional Thanksgiving Day games. The proposal goes on to say that these games can be played on Columbus Day.
Huh.
Okay, I've spoken to quite a number of coaches, and the general consensus is that this proposal is entirely worthless and obviously made up by non-football people.
Wow. And so, Vin, how do you feel about like all these changes that they're trying to implement?
Okay, personally, and again, this is my belief, to do away with the Thanksgiving Day game would be a catastrophic mistake. Forget the tradition argument. This is a day that all the athletes that are playing this game look forward to, as well as the families and the alumni. To move the game to Columbus Day clearly would not be the same thing. This is not even to mention that many of the schools look forward to the large revenue that it brings in. Okay, to eliminate it, I think would be a crime.
Yeah, that's a great point. The tradition, of course, but yeah, the revenue that comes in too. Did they give any reason why they want to do this?
That's the whole thing.
Right.
Nobody really knows what the reason is.
Right.
And the coaches, like I said before, they all feel that it's a non-football person that knows nothing about the game and why they play it on Thanksgiving.
Right. We need to have a conversation with this non-football person.
No question about it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people feel the same way.
And Vin, we were talking football earlier, but what about some of the other big sports?
In college basketball, the UConn ladies left their faithful followers in the state, really left them in a state of disbelief as they were defeated by North Carolina State 92-81. Despite the 27 points put in by Beckers, 21 points put in by Edwards, and 14 points put in by Samuels.
Yeah, that was crazy that they weren't able to pull that out, though. I feel like the UConn Huskies, they always figure it out throughout the season, so I think they'll be just fine.
With girls field hockey in high school playoffs, Staples will be playing Glastonbury this week. Daniel Hand faces off against Wethersfield, and Darianne in a rivalry match will go against Wilton. Looking at boys soccer playoffs, Cheshire kicks off against East Lyme. Rocky Hill will face off against Lewis Mills. Greenwich will take on Stamford, while Notre Dame or West Haven will match up with Massac, and Fairfield Ludlow will go up against Hall High School. In high school football this past week, Shelton beat Xavier 35-23. Southington took it to Glastonbury with a 48-14 score. In a great battle, Morgan came up a little short for who they played North Brantford, 37-34. With all the coaching turmoil in Monroe, Massac was an easy win over New Milford, 55-7. And Norwalk, in a struggle against Fairfield Ward, came out on top 16-14. In girls volleyball, Trumbull will take on Darianne Wednesday in a semifinal game, while Glastonbury goes up against Southington in the LL division. In L, it's St. Joe's against Bristol Central, and Farmington is going against Bristol Eastern. In the M division, Barlow is taking on East Hampton, while Ram will face off against Northwestern. And in the S division, Holy Cross will play Haddam Killingworth. And finally, Coventry will try to beat Valley Regional. And that's my report for this week, guys.
Nice. And a lot of these sports are working towards their state championships, which usually happen in December. Is that when they...
Girls volleyball and field hockey will be ending next week.
Oh, wow.
Okay, because the semifinals are happening actually Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay, so that'll end up real quickly. And, of course, football ends Thanksgiving, and then the state championships right. start directly after nice. That.
I know. I can't believe the fall season's almost over for all these sports, too. It went by fast.
Yeah, well, snuck up on us.
No, and you figure a lot of teams are not playing this right. coming weekend in preparation for Thanksgiving.
True.
So.
All right, well, very interesting stuff, Ben. Thank you so much.
Nah, my pleasure, guys, and we'll see you again next week.
Absolutely.
So long.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.